Yes, dude.
Nah, true that, dude.
And true kings have pale, milky thighs, dude. My skin, how dare the sun even look at me? I'm too powerful for the sun.
Dude, I was with Brittany yesterday, and I forget how we even came to this. But
also
she,
a thick mane of pubes
oh, dude,
nestled in between her milky white thighs.
I have a very, like,
very regal penis. It's like a lion's mane around that
I have
thing.
A very Hellenized penis.
Yeah, very Greco.
Mine's very Greco. Like, when I, like, pause, when I'm naked, dude, I have, like, a perfectly, I have a classical.
Yeah,
chiseled Roman penis.
It's as though fucking
yeah,
David is Michelangelo chiseled your dog.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing, dude. I can't name one sculptor.
Dude, I think Michelangelo. Who's,
yeah, right.
I mean,
who did David? Who did
statue
the
statue of David? That would be what Greek? No, that was Rome.
It was a no. It was during the Renaissance, but a lot of it was Roman inspired. We don't know anything.
We don't know. I just know I have a very
dude, sculptors are gay.
Very Hellenic penis.
Very.
Dude.
That's the first thing I noticed about you.
For sure, dude.
I saw your bulge.
I'm like a fucking, I'm like a Greek god, dude. I'm like, did you ever check out Dionysus, the statue I sent you today?
Yeah, it shows.
It's just like nothing but microbirds, dude.
Yeah, that's, somebody told me, we might have discussed
you
it.
Were smart if you had a microbird.
If you had a microbird, you were, and that theory, again, we've uncovered that theory ourselves.
For sure.
Microbirds control the world.
Oh, definitely.
If you got a microbird, you are fueled.
For sure.
That's your fucking rocket fuel to be like, I got to kill everyone.
If you had like a legitimate microbird, not a penis, dude, a legitimate medical microbird, they literally call them micropenis, which first of all is like hilarious. It's such I might try to get that removed.
Micropenis?
Yeah, you can't.
That's
even
tough.
Now it's like
a macro.
Macropenis?
Yeah, macropenis, big time.
I pack a standard issue tenis that just gives me the military
standard
issue.
At ease. It's tenis.
Tenis, exactly.
Full tenis.
Yeah, dude.
Then when it's time, it fucking
pops up.
Gets
dude.
Going. It's fucking nutsack weather, too. You got that
Yo,
plump,
dude,
long nutsack
nice,
hanging.
You got some nice nuts, dude.
Dude, when it's, I forget. And during the winter, my nutsack just is uptight, dude.
Dude, this, again, if you're,
summer comes
in this
out,
hot
my
weather,
sack is, whew.
This is the peak of my flaccid penis. If I get like a nice little hang time, I'm like, I'm actually like legitimately stoked.
Thick. You're
when
thick
I
lo- when
you
I wake
like
up,
go to, exactly.
When you wake up in a hot room, it's like warm in your room. You got a thick bird waiting for you.
Don't wake me
you.
Up, Mom.
Don't
wake me up. I don't have a tenis, Ma.
Sorry, Ma.
Sorry, Ma.
Your boy became a man. You can't wake me up today.
Sorry, it's hot out, Ma, and I don't have a tenis. Yep. Do not rouse me.
I do not have a tenis. You don't tell me what to do anymore. That's it. Yeah. As soon as you get a thick bird, you don't have to listen to anybody.
Nah,
that's why you need a tenis to control the world.
For sure.
You need to be able to take orders.
That's like, dude, there's like a fire raging behind you. Oh, yeah. They have like.
If you have a thick bird, no one can tell you anything.
It's not even like all. You can't even say like. Like they're doing it now to where like if. I think it's a good thing, but it's like with autism, rather than trying to cure it, they're just trying to like embrace, they call it like neurodiversity. So they're like really sensitive around all this stuff, but they're still like, oh, what, micro penis? And it's like, mercy on that, dude.
Yeah.
That should be like top priority.
Yeah. You should be like, what,
safe
micro
space?
Brain? You got a fucking micro brain, dude. You got a dumb, small brain.
They go micro penis, and they're in the meantime, they're like, well, there's like literally a debate with autism. We're like, why are we trying to cure
I'm
this?
All for leaning into people with autism, just being like, yeah, I just don't like that guy. He sucks to be around.
I'm all about being like, these guys fucking
although
rule.
Dudes with autism tend to be sick
dude,
to be
I've
around.
I've never been like, fuck, man. I'm always like, yes. These
yeah,
dudes
you
are
embrace
so
the
fucking
culture.
Funny. I mean, I'm fucking part autistic, so
you
it's
have.
Like, I fucking love it. They're the I think they're hilarious, but it's just so funny how microbirds get no quarter, dude.
Microbirds, yeah. There's no mercy.
Dude, if there was a similar thing with women, it wouldn't be called like teeny weeny vagini, dude.
Yeah. You got a thick puss.
Paris, you got a little pudding in your panties, man.
Excuse me? You heard me. You got that pudding?
You got a fat old.
You got. I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, what we call a chunky monkey.
You got a fat old monkey. Let me see that monkey, girl. You got a fat one. God
that was
damn.
The best thing rappers ever did was start calling pussies monkeys, dude. You and that monkey. That's my that's the motherfucker.
That's your shit.
That's my motherfucker.
That's your shit.
Dude, I watched Teen Witch this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Did you ever see Teen Witch?
No.
It's pretty great.
Dude, that kid at a young age was like, I'm doing what the fuck I was told to do.
Yeah, duty bound.
Fuck this kid up.
We need more kids like that in America. He was a duty bound young man.
Yes.
Who, you know, got over
almost
stuff.
Definitely had a fucking tenus. McGill?
You think of McGill? Big McGill?
Big McGill had a tenus, trust me.
I can go either way.
Nah, if he's listening to orders like that, that's a
tenus.
Yeah. He had a thick hog. He'd be like, what, man? He's cool.
thick. I don't know. You get some thick, aggressive hogs, dude.
Hogs run wild, dude. You better avoid that.
You can get some compassionate Tinus behavior.
True.
You think Jesus had a Tinus or a hog?
Jesus had a hog.
You think that was hog? Yeah. Hog behavior?
True. Big time hog behavior.
There was a lot of things.
You can fucking kill me. I don't care. Whatever.
True, but, yeah.
Yeah.
True that.
If you had a Tinus, you'd be like, no, not me, please. Yeah. Don't kill me.
So you think more like big dickness is more like a Christ figure would have a big dick.
True. Yes. Trump daddy.
True. He's basically a modern day Christ.
He is modern day Christ with a thick dong. No, if you have a Tinus, you're a coward. You're ready to fucking slink out of there.
Yeah, I don't know. You get a lot of brave. A lot of the Greek leaders had Tinuses, and there were some motherfuckers, dude. A lot of conquerors.
A lot of conquerors did have Tinuses, but they were in the back.
That's funny. They had dongs. We're like, make my fucking dick smaller. Like, don't, you know? Yeah. They're like trying to do it. They're
while they're sculpting.
They're deep.
You're trying to make me look like a fucking idiot? Make me look dumb, dude?
Suck that bird back into my body.
Yeah. Take a good chunk out of that thing.
That is so funny to think about the dongs that were lost in history. Because all it's like, there's no way all those leaders had fucking teenies, dude. Teeni.
I don't know, man. If you're standing still for a pose,
yeah, but dude,
giving the guy the image,
no AC,
like,
no
AC. I
mean,
obviously, you're not posing for a sculpture.
The balls aren't hanging down.
If you pose for a sculpture, it'd be like 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. The balls aren't hanging down at all. In like a no AC, fucking like Sparta or Rome. It's hot as fuck. Everyone's sweating. You're telling me that thing shrunk up? That was definitely doing them a favor.
Yeah, like, they loved boy dick too. So, you know,
true.
Maybe that's like throwing big tits on a chick now. It's like, give me a boy dick. Give me what's that thing everyone loves? Oh, yeah, boy dick. Make sure I have a boy's dick.
Give me a teeny little, yeah, dude.
Tight boy butt.
The dong's lost in history, dude.
The dong's, yeah.
That's too fucking funny. Dude. Patagonia fleece is synonymous with like a 5.5-inch dick.
Is what with a 5?
Synonymous. Synonymous.
Is what?
Synonymous.
No.
What?
Try it again.
Synonymous.
Synonymous.
Synonymous. That's what I said. Synonymous. Patagonia fleeces are like the fucking official sports jerseys for dudes with 5.5-inch dicks, dude. You never.
5.5-inch dicks?
Hell yeah.
That's not bad. Flaccid?
Fuck no, dude. I'm talking hard.
Talking hard 5.5-ers?
Nah, I'm talking hard.
That's the average size dong, right? Erect.
It's 5.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you get when you wear a Patagonia fleece.
You get an average dick.
You get an average dong.
That's fair.
My dude, flaccid 5.5.
What if you're wearing a fucking 199 Tom Brady T-shirt?
8 inches minimum.
Easy 80.
8 inches minimum. Dude, 5.5-inch flaccid dong. I'd be skipping around Philadelphia, just letting the thing smack my fucking. I'd be fat. My flaccid dong is so teeny, dude.
What are you doing?
It gets so teeny.
Would you strangle a Jack Russell to add 3 inches to your dong?
Yeah, definitely.
You really would strangle a Jack Russell to death.
I'm not even gonna.
You are definitely kidding.
I don't want. No. Listen to me. I love dogs, and it would hurt me forever, but I'd also love the extra 3 inches on my dong.
You would literally strangle a dog to death.
For 3 more inches on my dong, yeah.
No way.
If no one can know?
No one knows.
If it was me, a puppy, and the genie.
You do what that fucking Craigslist guy was doing. You show up to a stranger's house and do it in the backyard.
So that guy knows I did it, though? Yeah, I could always wear like a ski mask, yeah. I could always wear like an executioner. So. I mean, dude.
No way you would do that.
I hope I would.
Satisfied with the dong you got, dude.
I'm satisfied with it, but dude, if I could add 3 inches by killing one dog, I don't
killing one dog. Dude, you're not gonna kill a fucking dog, dude. You're definitely not.
I hope I wouldn't. I hope
I'd do it. I wouldn't fucking. Yeah, I probably would.
Three inches, dude.
Squeeze a fucking bird. Choke. I'd fucking like a small parakeet. I would smash it.
Dude,
smash it in my hands.
I'd take a bird and put it in that garbage disposal right now for 3 extra inches. That I would not give a fuck.
How about a cat? Would you fucking
100%?
You gotta punt it as hard as you can to kill it.
I mean, I'd have to punt it like 6,000 times and catch it every time afterwards. True. If I could just.
You could Steven Avery it, toss it into a bonfire.
I could do that. If I could tie it up and like repeatedly do karate kicks on it, dude, I might do that. Just
that's fucking insane, man.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I would strangle a cat for
you
3 extra inches.
You would throw a cat into a bonfire
for 3 extra inches
on your dong.
Yes. And I'd just walk away.
1 inch.
Nah, I need 3.
Parakeet, you gotta strangle a fucking a bird.
I'd strangle a bird for an extra 1/8 of an inch on my dong. I'd do like 10 birds. What would you? What about for like ball size?
Wait, what?
What would you do for ball size?
My balls are set.
What if your balls are just the size of both your fists?
That would be very negative.
Why?
I wouldn't want balls like that, dude.
That'd be sick.
My dong perched on top of that? That'd be fucking terrible.
It's like if you had like fucking like apple sized vibrating balls.
What?
Sorry. All right. How did we even get on this topic?
Because that guy was going to strangle.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm going to suck Blazarian's dick.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what to do with it.
Oh, dude, it's probably hairy.
He's got a huge
fuck, dude.
Definitely has a huge
He's got right. a fat root.
Definitely has a thick root, dude.
True.
Real thick.
I feel like a lot of people with generational wealth have like fucking big.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
Yeah. It has to, because definitely they're the ones who, like, their grandfathers took over the land.
Yeah.
You can't take over the land unless you have a fat fucking root, yeah, dude. And then again, I don't know.
Or you could have a tiny
enough root. It's probably all or nothing. It's probably microbird. If you're like generationally wealthy, it's microbird or just like fucking.
Get that Napoleon contract.
Not the average.
Oh, you can do whatever the fuck you want, man.
Yeah, you're not in the 5 to 7 range taking over countries.
That's working class, dude.
Yeah.
We the people have. People are 5 to 7. Yeah, 7, yeah. You're a little suspect. It's like,
yeah.
What have your ancestors done in the past?
Yeah. Huh? You got prole.
Prole dick.
Prole dick.
That's we the people, dude. I'm going to fucking show my bird to Donald Trump. Yeah. Like, I'm a fucking average citizen. I'm just an average American.
The Constitution.
Exactly.
Let's see your fucking dick, Trump.
It was just fucking perfectly six hogs. Just fucking
they put them together like their fists over the fucking Declaration.
Except John Hancock.
Yeah, dude.
Hancock had a big thick root.
Did he really?
That's why his signature was huge.
It might have been the amount of space you could take up on the Constitution.
If you had
like pull
the
it out.
Dick, yeah.
Ben Franklin had a Rasputin gnarled fucking dick.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking weird nine. It's a weird nine with a wart on it.
You're like, ugh.
Multiple warts, dude.
He does stand up now.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin. The guy does Ben Franklin. Oh, he's an asshole. It's pretty funny.
What?
Yeah. He's a piece of shit. Guy who impersonates Ben Franklin has been coming to Helium for like the last month.
Because the other Ben Franklin died.
Yeah. He killed him. There can only be one.
Do you suspect any foul play?
I do.
He was the British.
He shot him with a musket from like 20 feet away. Dude,
it's so funny. Tinnus is, I'm telling you, bro, that if you could have seen the wild tinnus I was dealing with in this fucking car.
I'm sure I can imagine.
It was
your
wild
tinnus,
dude. I'm talking.
You had a fucking teeny
teen,
tinnus.
Dude,
my tinnus goes fucking wild, dude.
Teen right now. Chilling. Right. I teen out when we're in here.
This is teen.
When
is
you're
fucking
casting, all the blood is to your brain.
For sure.
The teenus is
you
second
nature. You
get Bezos'
brain, dude, when you're casting.
Every once in a while, you'll say something that gets me thick.
Really?
Yeah.
When you're talking about a girl French bath, and I think I.
Girl French bath. Please, girl listener, if you're a French bather, don't be afraid. Slide in. Slide in the DMs with a sick, solid fucking
French bath
vid.
Wow.
For me and the dog to fucking we'll tag team a cell phone vid.
For sure. We'll give
won't
you
won't even
we'll,
send it to him.
One French bath for a double tinnus video, dude. We'll definitely show you our tinnuses, dude.
We'll get the tinnuses dancing
dude,
on TikTok.
Let that become a female fetish of just checking out flaccid tinnuses, dude. I would definitely be the Ron Jeremy of flaccid tinnuses. Yeah, oh my god, look how fucking swell that is. How?
Yeah, I'll drop teen.
Although I will say, if you're ever feeling bad about your bird, Google like legitimate micro penis.
Yeah.
Google that for real, and you're just like,
I got a regular
real quick.
Yeah, you feel like, it's like nice. I got a regular dong. But I will say, if I see somebody with my size dong in a porn, I'm like, next.
Yeah, oh for sure.
Get out of here with that.
That's I can't even see it.
Yeah,
I get so upset
if I see a dong around my size in a porn. I'm like, this is weird.
This is so
this is gross looking.
Yeah, dude, I can't fuck with that. Hell no, dude.
It's a sick fetish, though.
What? Tinnus?
Tinnus fetish? Tinnus fetish?
It's got to exist.
Definitely.
Dude, honestly, that probably
is. Remember when the Democrats, and remember when everybody was trying to fucking force a tinnus onto Trump and be like, he's got a tinnus?
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, man.
Weird move.
Why are we tinnus shaming?
Yeah, why are we fucking attacking tinnuses, dude? Why are we attacking tini?
That's, you know who led the attack on that? Dudes with tinnus.
You think so? Yeah, that was definitely a projection.
They know that that's a shameful cross to bear.
Yeah, dude.
They wouldn't put that on their enemies.
Yeah. That's tough, man. Especially microbirds, like, real tough. Like, when you're talking, like, maybe you're talking about a functional bird, it might not be, like, the best, but you're talking about, like, unfunctional microbird, dude, that's, like,
it's a curse.
It's a tough curse.
It's a curse.
They got to be able to do something for that.
They got to be able to thicken your teen?
Something, dude. I mean, I don't know how you'd even jelk a microbird. That'd be tough. Google like a pure microbird?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, they're fucking.
They're tough to watch.
I'm jealous. They're tough. They're tight, dude.
You want one?
Yeah, dude.
Just a thick clit.
Yeah, tiny. With a nutsack underneath. I want to shrink up, dude. I want to go from small to smaller, dude.
Really?
I want to go fucking tiny. I'm trying to hide my bird.
No, I want to. I got to.
That's the bird of the future.
Tenis?
Yeah, dude.
We've talked about that too.
What?
Dudes with tenises run the world.
Oh, for sure.
You got a thick hog. You're chilling.
Although I wonder about that sometimes. I think there's a whole like elite underground society of just hogs, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Dudes with thick birds.
See, it's got to power you at some point. When you're like, if you have the ultimate hog, you'd think you'd be like, I'm destined for great things. But I think sometimes it has the opposite effect where you're like, I've got
you
all
just
that
chill.
I need. I've you're got like, all that.
Everything I need is right here.
True.
I think if you have a tenis, you're ready to fucking rage.
Yeah, but I feel like if you had a hog and you saw like a lot of people with tenises bossing you around, you'd have to be like, I gotta fucking get.
Yeah,
this.
They buck the system and they get fired. Unless you're Trump Dog.
True.
Trump Dog has a hog, and because you if you're playing by the rules, you're
a
tenis.
He has a hog tip. There's no one's really got in on his fucking full
his
route.
Shaft.
The shaft is to be determined. He has a fat head.
I mean, if you have a fat head, you have a decent dong.
True.
If you have a thick head, that's a good donger.
True. It counts.
You can't have a tenis and a
thick
head.
If you're measuring for a manhood, that was what happened to me with a manhood. I was like, it's got to be a small one. I forgot how I have a fucking mushroom tip.
You got a fat head.
I got a mushroom tip. So I failed to measure the mushroom tip, and I was like, I gladly sent it back and was like, yo, Randy, notch it up a little bit, bro. From smallest to second smallest.
You ordered the smallest first?
I thought I did. I thought I needed the smallest.
That's because you're a humble man.
I'm humble, dude. And then I was like, yo, Randy. I remember I sent him the email. I'm like, yo, I'm not bragging, bro, but send me a next size up. And he was just like, oh, dude, totally, no problem. Happens.
He's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's Randy. Randy probably has a hog, dude.
If you get a size too big, you gotta keep it and just not take it back.
Yeah, you just gotta.
You can't email the guy and be like, my dick's smaller than I fucking imagine.
Set up an alternate account, dude.
Yeah, something's happening. I don't know. It shrunk.
I told you the first time I slept with that on, dude. I got chubby in the middle of the night and woke up. I was like, oh, it was the weirdest feeling.
Really,
dude. My bird was trying to bust out. I was in a tenis cage, dude, and my
that
fucking hard bird was trying to bust out.
That
it was
definitely resulted in a JO.
It was a weird.
Did it?
No.
What?
I was sleeping next to my babe, so I just woke up and like wrapped it off. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. But yeah, that could. That
you woke
could.
Up to a thick. You woke up to a throbbing teen.
I mean, I was just a little brat, dude.
You needed to be submitted, dude. It's just gibberish. You were a little brat, dude. Yeah, you needed to be. You wanted. You got the spanking you deserved.
Yeah, that was the absolute spanking I deserved, dude. It was literally. You woke up and it was like my body was trying to have a boner, and it was just like Canada was just utterly oppressing.
Canada is oppressive.
The Northern Front was just constricting my boner. It was a weird. It was a weird thing to wait. It was like. Waking up having to pee, waking up having a panic. I've done all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Wake up panic attacks over a fucking ticket, dude. And you wake up and you're just like,
that's weed. That's a weed edible.
That happens, yeah, right?
That's an edible.
Is that just, I thought that
that's
was just
an
me.
Edible. That's not life.
Did you ever eat?
Yes.
For some reason, when I like.
The time I ate that whole bag of gummies you left.
So you wake up and. Well, my thing is.
I woke up in one of the darkest fucking pits of despair I've ever been in. Yeah, Schindler was the man.
Nice as Schindler.
Yeah. Played by Liam Neeson.
Really?
Notably large hog, I've heard.
Yo, dude, I'm stoked on that.
I don't know if we should spill the tea on this, but...
What, about fucking Liam Neeson?
Or you want to talk tenises.
I can't do that.
Tenis Alba, dude.
I can't do it to a man,
yeah,
dude.
True.
I can't fucking...
We can't talk tenis.
We can't talk
You never talk another man's tenis.
True.
You never
Although,
bring
plus,
up a,
I'd have to see it for myself.
It doesn't seem to make sense.
That's something women will do sometimes. Then when it started a tenis rumor, they get mad and they're like, me as a tenis.
Oh, man. There's nothing worse than your bae calling you a tenis. Calling out your tenis, being like, look at that little tenis.
Or you break up, starts a little tenis rumor about you. And
then there's a tenis rumor flying.
Yeah, dude.
And you got to shut that down. You got to be like, listen, I don't have a fucking tenis.
I don't have a tenis. It's fucking average. It's not a tenis. Yeah, dude, I've seen
it's girls, not a tenis.
I've seen girls pull that move.
Really?
Break up like little dick. Nah, it's like,
yeah, it's always like,
you just
dated
him for 6 months. Like now you're complaining about his dick. It's like he doesn't like you. It's like even if a girl is like
he
little
doesn't
dick,
like you.
I'd be like, your personality sucks. Whatever.
So yeah, I got a tenis.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah, I literally can't stand being around you. I'll take my
tenis.
Average size penis. Also, it depends on the country you live in.
True.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I saw the condom charts.
One man's tenis is another man's donger.
Exactly, dude.
One nation's tenis. If you got tenis in Congo, Why don't you head
move.
Over here?
Just move. Come here.
Move to Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
Break out that Congolese tennis.
Yeah, exactly. Break out that Congolese 6.5. People are like, oh, nice. Nice dick. Dude. Oh, dude. So you're talking about killing yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I did today? I had my cell phone lets you, like, measure. I didn't measure my dong. I just measured.
You measure on the cell phone. I always measure my dick with the cell.
Well, I was like, wow, I can actually get an accurate reading now.
Yeah.
But I was like, I went from, like, my knee to my thigh. It's exactly 12 inches. I'm like, dude, if you have a 12-inch dong, it literally hits your knees.
Fucking knee to your thigh?
Yeah, it's 12 inches.
That's not 12 inches, bro.
Well, mine it is. I mean, my quads
your femur?
Are...
femur?
Yeah, my femur's about, maybe I stopped in my pocket.
How fucking tall are you? You Dinklage? What are you talking about?
Yeah, maybe it's more like 2 feet. I think I stopped, but I was like, I think I started from my, dong. I did dong down. So I was like, if my dong was hanging, it would basically be my knees. I don't know how I did the math, but I was like,
bad math.
I was like, I wanted to measure, but I was so incredibly flaccid. And I was like, I don't want the stats on my flaccid bird. I don't want to know for sure. I like dealing with like pre-Pythagorean figures. When I deal with
you
like
can't get an exact
bird.
Flaccid reading. That's a nightmare.
That's tough.
You're clocking in at 2 inches sometimes.
It's a tough stat.
You're clocking in at.
Yeah, you're clocking.
I mean, you're fucking. That's a tennis, dude. You're
clocking at a micro bird, dude. It was. I was. Fuck. My girlfriend was watching Sex in the City recently, and the one episode where like there was like the married guys one where they're all being like pigs, and the guy like shows dong to someone. And I was like, I'm going to start doing that to your friend. And I flapped out. It was like my micro flaccid. I'm like, hey there. She was like, she thought that I was being like, check that out. And I was like, no, the joke is it's so small right now. And she was just like, would you stop? I'm like, all right, fair enough.
Dude, I'll get out of the shower and have to cover my penis.
For sure.
And girls hate that.
Yeah.
They're like, fucking let me stop. See it. I'm like, no, this is embarrassing.
I'm not letting you build this fucking dossier
like,
on me.
You're being weird. It's like, no, this is you're going to make fun of this. Yeah. Next time we fight. You're gonna. This is ammo for the future.
I mean, they have to look when you're rocking a team. I mean, she's commented. She's done Tina's commentary. Where she's like, oh my god, look at it. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Tina's commentary. Oh man.
Yeah, she's on live.
So this
Tina's
this
commentary.
Is what I wanted to fucking hit you with.
Hit me, bro.
I got a fucking dossier slid to me.
Woo.
We got a new pedophile that needs brought
stop
to justice.
Who?